Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Cape Cod's iconic bays and ponds draw tourists from around the world, but they've suffered from decades of wastewater pollution, mostly coming from people's homes. The state now has tough new regulations that are forcing communities on the Cape to clean up the water. Today, in the first of a two-part series on the cleanup, WBUR's Barbara Moran takes us to Barnstable for a look at some expensive solutions.
You want to walk down?
We can walk down the boat ramp.
Pat Ullman lives across the street from Schubel Pond in Barnstable. The pond is ringed by trees and today, crystal clear.
It's so beautiful. I get up in the morning, I open my drapes, and if the sun is already up, the pond is glistening.
But a couple summers ago, the pond turned green. It was a bloom of toxic algae.
And I kayaked around, and I was leaving a trail. You could see where the kayak had cut through the slime.
Toxic algae can make people sick and is especially dangerous for small children.
You feel scared, like what is going on, and that it's never going to clear up, and that the pond is dying.
Ullman's pond did clear up that fall, but algal blooms are an ongoing problem on the Cape. Even the more common non-toxic growths are destructive, creating low-oxygen dead zones that kill fish and native plants. Andrew Gottlieb runs the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, and he says the algae is fed by nitrogen and phosphorus, basically fertilizer, and it's coming from people's septic tanks.
We rely on 19th century technology to get rid of our wastewater. You know, we all basically have a hole in the backyard and our wastewater flows into it.
This 19th century technology is used by about 85% of Cape Cod properties. Septic systems work fine in rural areas where houses are spread out. That's how the Cape used to be, but now it's built up. And almost all of its saltwater bays and about a third of its freshwater ponds have unacceptable water quality, according to the Association to Preserve Cape Cod.
We've seen a significant deterioration of our bays to the point where we don't have shellfish, we don't have finfish.
Mark Ells is the town manager of Barnstable.
So we want to make sure that we put in place solutions that help us to address not only what we know today, but what we're anticipating tomorrow.
One way to stop wastewater pollution is to switch from septic tanks to sewage pipes. And that's what they're doing in Barnstable. The town has begun a massive expansion of its sewer system, extending service to 12,000 properties. It'll take 30 years and cost over $1 billion. And there's another cost, seemingly constant roadwork and traffic jams. One day last fall, cars crawled along as Superintendent Mike Donovan's crew dug up the main road into Barnstable.
Is this going to be like what your company does for like the next 3 decades?
Hopefully. Yeah, that's what we do for a living, yes.
Yeah.
We're installing sewer all over the Cape right now.
Pat Ullman's neighborhood by Schubel Pond will get hooked up to the sewer, but not for a couple decades. Ullman says that's too long to keep polluting the water.
If we don't start cleaning it up now, you know, you might not even want to walk down by that pond by then.
A lot of Ullman's neighbors feel the same way. So instead of waiting decades for sewers, they're getting new improved septic systems now.
And this system is so successful that in the data that we're seeing now, it will remove between 95 and 97% of nitrogen going into the groundwater.
Zenas Crocker is the executive director of the nonprofit Barnstable Clean Water Coalition. These new septic systems are expensive, around $35,000 for a single family home. Crocker's group has installed more than a dozen systems in Ullman's neighborhood and picked up the tab.
We chose this location in particular because these are all small lots. We're also in a working class community. Generally, we're looking at full-time residents here and people who really can't afford necessarily to upgrade their septic systems.
To install one of the new systems, a crane uses chains to lift a concrete tank the size of a minivan and lower it into a hole in the ground. This new improved septic system looks pretty low tech. The tank has one compartment filled with wood chips, and workers pour limestone rocks into another. The ingredients create a breeding ground for special bacteria that eat nitrogen before it gets into the groundwater. All Cape Cod communities with affected waterways have to clean up their wastewater under the new state regulations. Most of the solutions people are talking about are expensive, installing improved septic tanks like these or sewer systems. There's government money to subsidize both, but some costs will still fall on homeowners, probably in the range of tens of thousands of dollars.
This is a really expensive process.
Again, Pat Ullman, who lives by Schubel Pond.
But the Cape economy is still people coming here in the summer. So if they can't swim in our ponds, they can't swim in our ocean, they can't boat, there's not going to be any reason for them to come here.
For the Cape, the cost of the cleanup will be hard to bear. But the cost of doing nothing, as Ullman says, is unbearable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.